welcome to the very first Sunday of July 2017. Friend, how are you? Welcome to Sunday worship. Go ahead, take your shoes off, take your coat off, and let's fellowship together. So good to see you. My name is Joey Kroll. If you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, it is a program that really prepares our hearts and minds on Jesus. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And, wow, I'll tell you what, here we are this Sunday, July the 2nd, of course. Independence Day is on Tuesday. My wife, my kids, and family and I, we are going to be going to vacation, heading out this week, so I'm excited. That's for sure. Hey, Fred, let's prepare our hearts and minds on our beautiful Savior today, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's worship Jesus here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, when I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness is in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name.
That's right, a little Robin Mark to start things off here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll fellowshipping with you today. And I'll tell you what, as believers, you and I are reminded of the importance of our fellowship with the Lord. Getting alone and spending some time with Him and being grounded in His Word and studying His Word and the importance of that. I came across a quote the other day unknown author, but it's a fantastic quote. It says, a part-time Christian cannot defeat a full-time devil.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side, and fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Yeah.
That's right. Jesus is worthy of our praise today. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And members, back in the summer of 2010, the attention of the world was focused on a mine shaft near Chile where 33 miners huddled in the dark, trapped 2,300 feet underground. They had no idea if help would ever arrive. And after 17 days of waiting, they heard drilling. And rescuers produced a small hole in a mine shaft ceiling, and that hole was followed by three more, establishing a delivery path for food, water, and medicine. And the miners depended on those three little holes where rescuers had the provisions they needed to survive. And on day 69, rescuers pulled the last miner to safety. It's an amazing story, and none of us can really survive in this world, friend, apart from provisions that are outside of ourselves. See, God, the creator of the universe, is the one who provides us with everything we need. Like the drill holes for those miners, prayer, friend, connects us to the God of all supply. That's why Jesus encouraged us to pray, give us our daily bread. So I encourage you, friend, get connected with him. Prayer is the voice of faith, trusting that God knows and cares.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger, so rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. Forgotten your need. Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
It's right.
Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never tires of. Cast all of your cares on him. stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps.
Yeah.
He never sleeps.
He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
Lori was shopping with her grandson in a Christian bookstore on Good Friday. They saw a painting of Jesus nailed to the cross, and her grandson said, "Grandma, look, can we buy it? It's the last one. If we don't buy it, someone else will get it." When I heard that story, I thought, that boy has the right idea. Make Jesus yours while you can. See, the Bible says, call upon the Lord while He is near. And it says the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Now, you may know a lot about Jesus. You have a religion that's all about Jesus. But maybe you've never made Jesus your Savior from your sin. You've never been to that cross where He died to pay for your sin and said, "Jesus, this is for me. You died there for me. And right now I'm pinning all my hopes on what You did on that cross for me." Like the Bible says, the right time is now. What better time than this very time when He died for you and rose again to give you life? Contact us at 888-NEED-HIM or chataboutjesus.com. It's your time now.
You be lifted high.
if I'm blessed with the riches of kings, how could I ever think that it was me? For you brought me from darkness to light, and Jesus, you'll be lifted high.
Thanks for having your radio tuned to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. Connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. You know, the Word of God is so encouraging. It really is. And sometimes, you know, you ever find yourself just feeling overwhelmed. Maybe just with life, maybe with your task list and things that need to be done, or when there's just chaos coming at you from every single direction. Let me just encourage you. From his word today, from Psalm 46, verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Cease striving and know that He is God."
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to
Isn't that a beautiful song? It's Selah and Be Still My Soul here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. Just want to quickly remind you, you can always catch up with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. Would love to connect with you there. Again, that's Sunday Worship Radio. Now, if you want to connect with any of the staff members here at the radio ministry, you can email us anytime at staff@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's staff, STAFF, at greatnewsradio.org. We'd love to hear from you, or you can write to us. We love getting mail. We do. It's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. We'd love to hear from you. Well, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.